I am going to talk to you about Palm Sunday. I was going to do the whole what happened, but Tom's covered that, so we can skip that bit. We had Jesus, didn't we? Jesus rides in to Jerusalem on a donkey, on a young donkey. Do you know what the donkey is called? What, a baby donkey? It's not quite a baby, is it? It's a colt, right? Colt? Is that a baby donkey or just a young donkey? Anyway, we can talk about that afterwards. So Jesus, he rode in on this donkey, and what did the people shout when he rode in? Anyone know? Hosanna! Yes! 10 points. Can you shout Hosanna? Hosanna. I said, can you shout Hosanna? Hosanna? There we go. I love it. So those people, they were preparing the way for Jesus. So I've got my slides there. We are preparing the way. That's what we're talking about today. And if we go straight into our reading, and then we're going to play a game. Sound good? So I'm going to need some helpers. So if you feel up for a game, just prepare yourself. Seek the Lord. Pray about it. Right, so this is our reading from the book of Luke. It says, they, being the disciples, they brought the colt, the young donkey, to Jesus, threw their cloaks on and put Jesus on it. As he went along, people spread their cloaks on the road. When he came near the place where the road goes down the Mount of Olives, the whole crowd of disciples began joyfully to praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. Blessed is the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. But some of the Pharisees in the crowd, they said to Jesus, Teacher, rebuke your disciples. And Jesus said, I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. So we're going to play a game. We're going to reenact the Palm Sunday thing, right? So I'm going to need some helpers. What I'm going to start with is a disciple. Is anyone here from youth who fancies being a disciple? I need someone moderately responsible. Fancy it, Noah? Yeah, come on. Let's have a big round of applause for Noah. And I have prepped someone to be Jesus, but I don't know if they're here. Oh, here he comes. It's baby Reuben. My son was born 4 weeks ago, and I'm not a pushy parent, but I wanted to give him a starring role just to see how he responds. Is he sleeping? Okay, I won't hold him up because he's asleep. But Reuben's going to play Jesus, and this pushchair, this is a wonderful baby Zen yo-yo if you're looking for a pram. This is unbelievable. It's going to be our donkey for the day. So Noah, as a disciple, you're going to have to push the donkey and Jesus down the aisle. But we're going to start at the top and work our way down. So you can go up to the top and wait there. And in the meantime, I'm going to need some helpers. I need some helpers. So yeah, do you want to come up? Yeah, do you want to come up, Reuben? Do you want to come up? Yes. So a round of applause for our helpers. If you come up here, let's see if this is going to work. All right. I was panicking about this game. I had a dream about it last night. So, we'll leave that for a minute. You've got a bag each. You want to choose your bag. Right, and inside, there's something inside. Can you hold it up for everybody to see? No, inside the bag. There we go. Nice and high. Okay, so what is your name?
Reuben.
And what color have you got? It's clear, isn't it? So you are going to be team recognize. Can you say recognize?
Recognize.
It's going to tie into my talk later. It's going to make so much sense. So team recognize, this is you guys here. Let's go. Recognize on three. One, two, three. Yeah, let's go. Okay, what's your name?
Lila.
Lila, what color have you got?
White.
Okay, you are going to be team remember. Can you say remember?
Remember.
Okay, that's you guys. So say remember on three. One, two, three. I love it. Okay, and what's your name?
Emily.
Emily, what colour have you got?
Teal.
Hello. Right, Emily, you are representing the balcony. And you are team... rejoice. Can you say rejoice?
Rejoice.
All right, balcony, rejoice on three. One, two, three.
Rejoice.
Okay, so we've got team.
Recognize.
No, team recognize. Did I say it wrong? You're recognized. Team.
Recognize.
Team.
Rejoice.
Okay, we got it? Right, okay. Here's the narrative, guys. Jesus, the disciple, and the donkey are about to come through to Jerusalem. Right, it's the start of Holy Week. In a week's time, Jesus is going to go on the cross. It's very sad, spoiler alert, he's going to die. But he's going to rise again on Easter Sunday. So he's going to come down on his donkey. All of the people have gathered, and they're going to be shouting, Hosanna, 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 blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. So that's you guys, by the way, as this happens. Lay down your cloaks if you want to. But something's happened. A local ball pool company from Jericho was transporting a shipment to Jerusalem, and all of the balls fell off the back of the ox and cart all down the road. Here we go. Oh, no. So we have got problems with the road, but you guys are going to prepare the way for Jesus and the donkey. So what color do you need to, you need to get the clear ones, you need to get the white ones, and you need to get the teal ones. So you can pop them in your bag, but if Jesus and the donkey touch your colored ball, then you lose. So you want to start at that end. And disciple, you can go nice and slowly, it's okay. So this makes sense? And the person with the most balls in their bag is the winner, all right? So you can cheer for your team name, or you can shout Hosanna, and it's going to be some chaos, all right? Does this make sense? So you guys, right, 3, 2, 1, go! All right, careful. Right, let's go. Team remember, team recognize, team rejoice. Don't let the donkey touch the balls. You can help them if you like in the middle. All right, do you guys want to come back onto the stage? That was incredible. You have won a lifetime supply of oxygen. Hooray. Let's hear it for Team Recognize, Team Remember, and Team Rejoice. Yay! Right, do you want to pop the bags over there? If you pop the bags over there and then go grab a seat. Thank you so much for your help. And we're going to count and see who won. We're going to do that at the end. And then see who wins the lifetime supply of oxygen. Right. Okay. So what was that all about? Can you get the link already? Can you start to think what the link is? I'm hoping it's all going to come together. So we are called to prepare the way for Jesus. Because what is Palm Sunday all about? What do we learn from Jesus coming into Jerusalem on a baby donkey and coming towards the cross? Like, we've got so much to learn about who Jesus is, that he is this humble king, the sacrificial lamb, coming not on a big horse, but on a donkey, coming to die for us. But what I want to talk about today, if you didn't guess already, is preparing the way for Jesus. Because as we approach Holy Week, it's this time of preparation. Because Jesus, he's approaching, and people decide to lay their cloaks on the floor. And what they're doing is they're recognizing that Jesus is a coming king. There's lots of history in the Old Testament and in the Jewish history books of when kings arrived, they would prepare a way, a bit like we have a red carpet. They would put palm leaves on the floor and their coats and say, a king is here, a king is here. And then they would, it says that they began to joyfully praise God in loud voices for all the miracles they had seen. They remember the miracles that God has done. And then they say, blessed is the king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest. They rejoice over Jesus. And why were they so excited to see Jesus? Why were these guys, does anybody know, why were they so excited that Jesus was coming? Because, yeah, do you want to guess? Not sure. Well, Jesus is the coming king. He's the liberator. He's the one they prophesy about that's going to bring freedom, that's going to bring joy, that's going to bring us peace. He's going to rebuild the ancient ruins. And do you know what was happening at the time? Those living in Jerusalem, they were living with the Roman army. And were the Romans goodies? Baddies? Thumbs down for the Romans. The Romans were oppressing the Jewish people. They were taxing them. They weren't giving them freedom. They weren't letting them live the lives they wanted to live. Has anybody got an older brother or sister? Has anybody like sharing toys with their older brother or sister? Does the older brother or sister sometimes take the toys away that you want to play with and they don't even play with them? It's a nightmare. That's what the Romans were doing to the Jewish people. They were giving them a hard time all the time. And when they saw Jesus, they remembered the prophecies, they remembered his healing, and they thought, this guy's going to save us. This guy's going to turn everything around. And so they prepare the way. They recognize that he is a king. They remember what he has done, and they rejoice at who he is. And Jesus comes down, trots into town on his donkey Uber, and then a week later, he dies this sacrificial death. And it must have been a pretty hard moment when Jesus died at the end of the week, all those people shouting, he's going to save us, he's going to save us, and then a week later, he's dead. It's pretty embarrassing for those guys. He's ended up just like the rest of the prophets when I thought he was going to be different. But then on the third day, on Easter Sunday, Jesus rises again in resurrection power. And everything changes in that moment. And so I want us to think about what this looks like for us as we remember, as we recognize, remember, and rejoice in Jesus. You can click through these ones, Barry, so they're all on the screen. Because we are called to do the same, right? So I wonder, my question for you today is, what is the Roman army in your life? What is the thing that is oppressing you, that's squeezing your money through taxes, or that's making you feel like you're not living in freedom? Something that just always seems to be there. Oh gosh, what is going on? My life is difficult. I feel a bit constricted or trapped. Something that's taking from me. What is that destination, the thing that you want rid of your life, in your life, that Jesus can come and rescue you from? Because I believe that Jesus, he's riding into our situation. That's what we celebrate at the Easter time, that Jesus rides into our situation and brings new life and new hope for each of us today. And so my challenge for us today is to recognize Jesus in the face of the oppression, in the face of the thing that's constricting you. Can we fix our eyes on Jesus and allow our perspective to shift as we recognize who he is, that he is the king, not on the cross, but risen again, who has resurrection life, just as we've celebrated in baptism, that he takes our sin and he washes it away and we rise in new glory. We recognize that he is the God that does that. And maybe you're here today and you're here to recognize Jesus for the first time, that you've never looked at him and recognized him as someone who can help you or save you or who's relevant. You may think he's an old man, 2,000 years old, a historical figure, not relevant today, but maybe Jesus is calling you to recognize him as your savior today. And next, to remember, we're called to remember Jesus, to look back from in your life and remember what he has done, the places that he has taken you from and to, the faithfulness in your life. And finally, to rejoice. We give thanks and praise for who he is and the things that he's done, and all of a sudden, the things that we're facing feel a little less scary. In June this year, I'm going to be taking a small team to a church called St. John's over in Park Hill, the other side of Sheffield. I'm going to be the curate in charge, which means I can't hide behind Tom. I can't hide anywhere. I'm going to be standing up on the pulpit most weeks, and it's going to be on me as well as on God, obviously. But I'm definitely feeling some imposter syndrome. You know, I'm now 2 months out. It's a scary time for me. And this Easter, this Lent, it's been really key for me to recognize that it's Jesus that builds the house. It's Jesus that does it. To remember that the journey he's taken me on, all the things he's done in my life and got me to this point, and to rejoice that when everything else fails and you don't know what to do, if you stand there with arms held high, praising the Lord Jesus, suddenly everything just seems a little bit better, a little bit more peaceful, because he is on the throne. So what are you facing today? Let us prepare the way for Jesus. And whatever you're facing, as we enter Holy Week, we're going to be preparing the way for him corporately, together as family, that we prepare the way through Jesus's Holy Week. We've got meditations every Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, this week, sorry, at 8 p.m., Passover feast. And we're going to be coming and just reflecting on Romans 8, then Good Friday, remembering the cross, and then Easter Sunday, we rejoice at who he is. And we do this together because that is who he is. And so what we're going to do now, we have got some palm leaves at the end of the rows, I think. Is that right, Ben? And so we're going to pass those down the rows. And on the palm leaves, I want you to write down recognizing Jesus, remembering something he's done, and rejoicing something that he's done in your life. Or just writing what you love about him is also fine. But if you can, you can try and recognize, remember, rejoice. There are some on the in the balcony as well, I think, at the end of rows. Let's hand those out, and we're going to write them down in our with our groups, in ones and twos, with people around you or on your own. And then when we sing in a minute, we're going to declare these things that we're writing down. So let's write down how we recognize Jesus, what we remember him doing in our life, and what we want to rejoice about.